from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do headlines. I was just watching again, by the way. Dan Day is in for Solana. Solana's off yesterday and today. Solana had parachuted into the show in the 2 o'clock hour yesterday. We didn't ask him to, and we didn't even know he was going to do so. He just happens to be the administrator on our video feed. And so he was in New York, and he didn't even mean to jump in on the air. He told me he just kind of was trying to watch the show, and he ended up on the air. And so we kept bringing him on, and I'm watching it again during this commercial break, and he's insistent that there's nothing wrong. And it's bizarre. Half his face is swollen, and he's talking about how it's at MetLife Stadium. And keeps going stadium. And I'm like, bro, there's something wrong. And he's like, I didn't come on here to get abused. And I'm like, we didn't tell you to come on. It wasn't even like we asked you to come on. I don't know. He had, correct me if I'm wrong, he had a rougher performance than Biden yesterday.
He was bad off.
It was bad. You can watch the video. It's on the 560 Instagram page or the YouTube page. I still do not have an answer from him as to what was wrong. But there is visually something wrong with him. Audibly as well. But visually, if you look at it, there is something wrong with the side of his face.
The upside.
Upside. There's a lot of upside.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he was bad off. Something's wrong.
I didn't come on here to get abused.
He's trying to get healthy before next week. He's trying to use the weekend.
Very, very odd about him. You can see the video. Anyway, Dan Day is in for Solana. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour.
Planning on being here Monday too, because you know, vacation, you guys, man.
Yeah, you know how it works. Jimmy's sick. I'm sure Solana will get back from New York. He'll be sick because the pollution.
Did he say the pollution at one point?
He did. He said the pollution was
affecting
him. That's
how you knew something was wrong. Like, you're blaming pollution.
The pollution.
Oh, Yasin maybe had a cold sore at one point, I think, in the video.
I thought that he just was talking funny. And I first thought he had Invisalign in. And then I thought maybe he had a canker sore. But then when I really started to look at him on the video feed, it was so, his face was drooping. Yeah. I do believe he had Novocaine. I said that yesterday. Like something, he had to have had a dental procedure that morning. He had to have had Novocaine.
But he had a 6 o'clock flight.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you fly to New York to go to the dentist in New York? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, he doesn't make sense a lot of the time.
That is true. Because you know what? What does his sister do? Is she a dentist? Because she lives in New York. Is she a dentist?
I know she lives in New York. I don't know her profession, though. But she could have a dentist that he went up there and saw because it's her sister's friend or something.
Right. He could have had a toothache or something. Yeah.
And he got weak gums and mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it all. Now that adds up. It really looked like Novocaine to me.
Oh. Yeah. Hope it's not that Bell's palsy.
Yeah, or a stroke.
It's true, though. People have strokes and don't even know it. Like,
I'm not. I said it to him yesterday. I wasn't even BSing there. It happens where, you know, the spouse will say, I saw, you know, her face was drooping and she wasn't making sense. And, like, the person doesn't even realize it. I read this story. This was years ago. A huge mistake. Whenever they decided to call this a stroke, it was just bad naming. Had they called it a brain attack, the way we do a heart attack, people would understand the warning signs better. Like, it's a heart attack, but in your brain. And you know when you're having a heart attack and you go, oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack. For whatever reason, stroke doesn't work. Bad marketing. If it was a brain attack, better marketing, more people get saved.
Stroke doesn't sound bad.
Nah.
You don't want to have a stroke.
Just went viral. Oh, my brain attack just went viral. It doesn't make any sense.
Makes me wonder what health issue does have the best PR.
What health issue has, like, the shingles? Does that sound terrible or does it sound decent?
No, shingles sound nasty.
Shingles sounds bad.
AIDS.
No.
Like what? Bad? Like, it doesn't sound terrible.
Trying to think what, like, people are proud to have. Like, oh, I have that. And, you know, because sometimes people, like, try to.
Well, even Bell's palsy is not the. It doesn't describe much, does it?
Mm-mm. No, gonorrhea.
Oh,
you know that's not good.
But does it? I don't know. Really?
Oh.
No, chlamydia sounds worse to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just. Oh, yeah, you know, man, we're going to get some chlamydia. It doesn't even sound, you can't even make it sound cute.
Yeah, you can't be like, Although, we're going to go out tonight and catch some chlamydia.
Right, but yeast infection, that sounds nasty.
That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, because yeast, nobody likes yeast. And then infect it.
Yeah. The 1-2 punch right there.
I kind of do like yeast.
You like yeast? Beer.
Yeah. And bread and yeast is a positive thing until it's infected.
Yeah, they thought you
called it like a bread infection.
Just
you wouldn't mind having it as much, right?
Like a yeast overload.
I've got a bread infection.
Hey, you throw infection on the back of anything.
Anything, yeah. Infection's got the bad PR.
All right. But yeah, because I want to get to the grimace. I want to get to the grimace infection. What do you have for the headlines?
Infectious personality.
Oh, infectious is sometimes a positive.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Headlines. So, once again, if someone's driving through Detroit right now and listening to this, they're like, wait, what?
Hemorrhoids.
Okay. I don't know about bad PR. Everybody's got them.
Because that doesn't sound it doesn't lead you to believe that it's as bad as that is.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Because
if you called it anal
grape explosion.
Anal grapes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because it's more descriptive. But it sounds worse than hemorrhoids, you know?
In this next commercial break, I'm going to check my anal grapes and make sure everything's okay. Do a lot of power lifting lately. Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. NHL draft begins tonight. Florida Panthers not picking until the third round.
Is it possible, like somebody texts in, that he clearly had some work done and he didn't want to admit it on the air?
Yeah. That's what people do.
Well, why would you go to New York for an Uruguay game with your family to have work done?
Well, he doesn't want anybody down here knowing about it. So you go.
Yeah, but why would you wrap it into a trip? Like, he's going to the stadium that night. Like, you'd think you would just say, hey, I'm going on a weekend getaway with Valentina to New York. And you know what I mean? Like, I think he had some sort of dental emergency either at the airport or on the plane and had to go get a Novocaine shot and some emergency dental work. And I think that he was embarrassed to say that he traveled and his gums fell off or something.
Yeah. And if you have like work done, like cosmetic, it would be both sides of your face.
Right. That's a good point, too.
No, but remember, Valentina
does. To your point about the dental, dental side could be one, just one.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Valentina does work at like a beauty spa, so maybe she had some, I don't know, samples or something that she was.
When would he have done it, though? Like, again, his flight was at 6 a.m. Yeah. It had to be when he was at New York. When he got to New York, he had to have ended up in a clinic or something. I'm guessing for his teeth.
6 a.m., you land at 9.
Yeah.
You get in the city by 10.
Bleeding. Your gums are bleeding.
He had 4 hours until the show started.
Yeah. That makes sense. No. That really does. Go in real quick, get some dental work done.
Mm.
That's why he was loopy.
Somebody texts in, they just checked the video. Totally sounds like he had his tongue pierced. Oh, I hope he did.
That would be the best.
Oh, I pray to Hashem that Solana got his tongue pierced in New York.
Boy, we got a show Monday if he did.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody texts in, bro, this made me remember when Sid Rosenberg was on the air, there was a host from another station, I want to say Classic Rock, that showed him his anal fissures during the break. I remember that moment.
Oh, a fissure.
So Sid was doing mornings on 790, and Magic 102.7 had brought in a new morning man who they hated the first week that he got it. They realized this guy's a bad hire. He doesn't fit Magic 102.7. I forget what the guy's name is. And he had mentioned, I don't know how you get on the topic of anal fissures, but he had mentioned to Sid that he had one or something. And so Sid looked at it live on the air on 790. I remember Sid's reaction to it. I remember him screaming. Screaming. I cannot believe there is someone listening who remembers that as well.
I don't like it.
All right, let's get through headlines because I want to play the Grimace segment. I'm tempted to play Solana's gums segment, but I want to play the Grimace segment.
Bronny James taken in the second round, 55th overall to the L.A. Lakers.
All right.
Marlins, they downed the Phillies 7-4 yesterday. The bullpen pitched three scoreless innings to secure that game. The two play again tonight at 6:20.
All right.
Lionel Messi.
Somebody texts in, just tuned in. What the bleep am I listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Fisher.
Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate you being here. What set you off, listener? The anal grapes?
That's what I'm calling it from now on. Like,
get this off of my phone. Get that tab out of here.
Somebody texts, this show is something else. Talking about which medical problems are the best to be proud of. LMAO. Well, it's summertime.
NFL not excited to pay that $4.7 billion that the court is ordering them for NFL Sunday Ticket's antitrust lawsuit. We talked about it a little bit yesterday.
I'm ready to settle for $100.
My son will be in college before this lawsuit gets settled.
Yeah.
Just keep delaying.
He's three.
And the U.S. men's national team fell 2-1 to Panama last night in the Copa America. They play Uruguay Monday at 9. The U.S. men's team needs to defeat Uruguay to advance to the knockout round of the Copa America.
All right.
On to weather from the Nemesman Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Sun is starting to break through the clouds here in South Florida. You do have a slight chance of rain throughout the rest of the day. If it's already raining, it's supposed to stop soon. At least that's what my computer says.
We're going to celebrate our friend Mike Cugno. There was not just one champion crowned this week, the Florida Panthers. There were not just two champions crowned because Brendan Tobin, who was on with us yesterday, won a New Times Award, but Cugno did as well. And again, the Grimace is back in the news because he has single-handedly revitalized the New York Mets season.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys instead. You know what Jack did? He charcoaled Mellow, every single drop of Jack, through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Spring Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee Whiskey, Porter's Alcohol Volume, Jack Daniels, still in Tennessee. Jack Daniels, on the 7th Trail, 2020, Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
Sounded like Solana yesterday. Know what you were saying there. All right, so this summer I said, now we'll play some of our best ofs during the summer, but I do want to play some stuff that really hasn't gotten played since it happened. We'll do the chocolate cakes and all the ones that we like to listen to a lot while, but this one I don't think has been aired since it happened, but there's a little method behind the madness here. So Mike Cugno is our friend. We call him the fourth, fifth, sixth member of the show. We love Cugno, and he participates in all our nonsense. He's a health food junkie, but he does all the non-healthy food tasks that we give him. But he won the Miami New Times Award this week. And we spent plenty of time with him over the last couple of weeks because we've been with the Panthers. He's been covering the Panthers, so we've talked with him a lot. But the Miami New Times named him best TV sports personality in South Florida, and it's well deserved. And they even said in the write-up whether he's delivering the latest sports headlines or eating a McRib on the Hockman and Crowder show, he's shown you that he's got one of the best personalities. And it was like a perfect, for whatever reason, he makes a perfect addition to our show.
And he's so young. He's good at that. Yeah.
They said in the write-up that they wouldn't be surprised if they were writing this about him 30 years from now.
Yeah.
So he wins this big award. And it got me thinking about the time that he went and got the Grimace shake. Now, the Grimace is back in the news because he throws out the first pitch at a Mets game. And then they go on a 7-game winning streak. And now they've had all these different mashups with the Grimace. People are wearing Grimace jerseys to Mets games. He has revitalized the way that who was the relief pitcher last season? Was Edwin Diaz? Is that who was? And the song coming in. The Grimace has revitalized the Mets this season. And last summer, if you remember, McDonald's released a Grimace shake. It was purple. I had one on the air with my son, I believe. But we had Mike Cugno go and get
it
one.
It was nasty.
It was delicious. It tasted like purple.
Ridiculous.
So here it is. Little summer best of for you. Mike Cugno drinking a Grimace shake. So Cugno we're watching him. Now, we've done, you know, drive-through radio with Mike Cuno from CBS before. And I'll give you a real introduction here. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cuno has an impressive list of gigs, Crowder. Sports anchor and reporter, CBS 4. Dolphins preseason sideline reporter on CBS 4. National sports reporter, CBS Sports HQ. But I believe his most impressive claim to fame is foregoing a healthy lifestyle, which he adheres to 24/7. But for our show, he is always willing to eat a McRib, drink a Shamrock Shake, do whatever it takes to entertain. And today we have the added component of video. So if you're listening to this on the radio right now or on the app, I would tell you after the show today, Solana will post the video so that you can actually see, and we're going to watch him as well, which is tremendously exciting. You can see Mike Cuno. So you go to YouTube and look for 560 WQAM, subscribe to our YouTube page, look for the Hockman and Crowder playlist, and you can see a whole bunch of clips. So there you are in your car. You're which McDonald's are you at?
McDonald's on 8th Street. Yeah, that's all I got for you. McDonald's on 8th Street.
And are you in the drive-through line?
I'm not in the drive-through line because you know, you guys tell me 2:25 every week, and so I'm ready.
Yeah, listen,
it's 2:35.
Yeah,
we're going,
a couple hours short every now and then. I mean, it
right.
All right. So
would you
go
like
ahead.
Me to take?
Yeah,
off?
Yeah. Get into the line now. You have to start thinking about this. You can't just get a Grimace shake. You have to order a Grimace birthday meal. They will not just sell you the shake. He's looking confused. I'll reimburse
you. What do you mean?
You cannot just order a Grimace shake. You have to get the Grimace birthday meal. So start thinking of whether you want the McNuggets Grimace birthday meal or the Big Mac Grimace birthday meal. Or if you want both, I'm happy to fork over the money.
I don't want any of it.
It doesn't even want the shake.
No, you always agree to this stuff. And then how long does it?
Yeah, no, I'm ready to order.
Yeah, go for it.
Can I do the Grimace shake? Hello?
She wasn't ready.
She's not ready.
All right. Did she ask if you were ready?
Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry. Could I get the Grimace shake? I could just get that. I don't have to order anything else. $4.19 for a Grimace shake. Okay.
Yeah, get two. Bring one back for Goldie.
Yeah, that's it. I'll just get that. Does that come with the side of Pepto or no?
I mean, come on.
Now you're insulting them. Thanks.
You're insulting McDonald's. You're insulting the Grimace.
He says a what?
That lady's mentally, emotionally attached to Grimace.
Yeah. Yeah. You work at McDonald's. Listen, come around here, start insulting Len. I'm right back out. Like, that's
who
our
insulted,
Grimace.
Who insulted anybody? I didn't insult anyone.
You kind of took a little shot at the Grimace there with the, does it come with Pepto?
I asked a question. I think that's a fair question. What do you mean?
Right. Are you going to pay with cash? Are you going to pay with Apple Pay? What's happening here?
I'm going to pay with that Venmo you're about to send me for $4.19.
Are you light up on a car in front of you because your face is bright red? I'm assuming that's someone's brake light.
No, that's my anger right now, just coming through the screen.
It does look like you have cartoon anger right now at us.
It is pouring. It's lightning. This is quite literally the last place I want to be.
All right. Very good. What have you eaten today? For people who don't know, Mike Cuno eats healthy 24/7.
Yeah, I had my normal eggs today, and then I had my down we go. And then we had a smoothie.
All right. So just a smoothie and what? Like some egg whites, I'm guessing? Not even eggs?
No, eat the whole eggs. Come on now.
All right. Eat them raw?
That's where the protein's at. No.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Get a little Rocky out there. My
car's in front of you.
Have you ever eaten raw eggs, Crowder?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Why? I've seen Crowder take pills before and just chew them. You know, pills that you're supposed to swallow because they taste terrible. And he just like that, that I don't think any of that stuff affects him.
If it's not one of those gel caps, I'll chew like the harder ones.
Yeah. No, I've forced myself through the years that, like, to be honest, the most healthy stuff, like, you know, Mike, is terribly nasty. So yeah. I can literally just pound any shake, any drink, any eggs. I used to whip them up. And I didn't do it because it was tough. I did it because Rocky did it. Rocky drinks eggs. I'm going to drink eggs. So, yeah, I must, you know. Once you start chugging beer and you get used to it, you could drink anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky also drank the Grimace shakes. And that's how he got, you know, into
listen. We went through a phase where we had to drink these athletic greens.
Okay, I mean, you leave my AG1 alone. Oh, they're not paying anymore.
They're done, bro. They're done.
We're about done with the AG1. All right, let me tell you the truth here.
By the way, I'm coming up to the drive-thru window here.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's see. Yes, but have you tried this, by the way? Have you tried this? You have not? Is that a personal decision or no? Okay. All right, just curious.
Ask her if she wants the digits.
Mike got cute game. That was cute game.
That was cute. I fell for it.
Yeah. No.
Personal decision. Like, oh, as a matter of fact, I have tried it. I have one here. Yeah. He wasn't talking to me.
He wasn't talking to you. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice and friendly. I can see you. I'm a people person. Tore it up at FSU.
I'm a people person, man. All right,
but you know what? But Mike, that could be called flirting because I get in trouble for being nice sometimes.
I'm just nice.
My answer too.
All right, you want to pull off into a parking spot?
No.
All right, you want to just do this on the road?
Yeah.
All right, fire it up. Let's hold up that. That Grimace shake to the camera so everyone can see.
See what we're working with?
Yeah, what's happening here?
I am going to pull into a parking.
All right, I hope so. I was a little nervous.
I was going to say, you're on Calle Ocho, bro. You should pull off into a parking lot ASAP.
Kind of like remembered where I was at.
Right.
So there's the purple, and I don't know. What flavor is this?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
No, don't. See, this is what my problem is. You give me, like, the mystery meat of smoothies and shakes every single time I do this.
So, I don't really know. I can tell you it's very smooth and very tasty. My son went out and got these for us. He says it tastes like cough syrup to him. He didn't like it, which is why I ended up with two Shamrock shakes here. I mean, Grimace shakes here. But I have a feeling you're going to like it a lot. You have a much more advanced palate.
Oh, my God. That is cough syrup. What is it, like that Robitussin? Like, what?
That's what my son said.
Is, like, spot on.
That he literally said Robitussin.
Oh, no. That ain't it. That ain't it.
It's fantastic. Are you kidding?
It is not. You have to stop. It's intervention
I'm not even
time.
Making it up.
You thought this was a show. This is me, Crowder, and Solana meeting with you to stop you from doing this to your body all the time.
It's an intervention.
Does yours look like this? Maybe you don't have a good space. One. Does yours look like this? Well, mix in the whipped cream a little bit. Mix in the whipped cream a little bit. Cut it. You got to cut it a little bit.
You gotta cut it
a little bit. That only makes sense. Anyone would have known that. Cut it a little bit. Yeah.
Some baking soda in there.
Oh. It's like synthetic. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was built in a lab.
It escaped from
a lab.
Every good meal is synthetic and tastes like it comes from a lab. You don't like it.
No, yeah, I love it. What flavor
were they trying to make in this lab? Can you even?
It's like,
God, I don't know, man. you know, like the elemental table in science. This is a new one. They haven't put that on yet. It's a little
it's a
box.
Very smooth and creamy berry. Yeah. It's
gonna be
purple.
Smooth and creamy at some point.
I think it's purple. I think it's just purple. Certain flavors are purple. It's purple. You know,
I got a question. Do you make Manso do this stuff? Like Like, it's just disrespect.
He's way too established in this market to do
what
this.
What the hell does that mean? I've been doing 9 years here. What does that mean?
I mean, now that you got the Dolphins preseason, maybe you can start stepping away from this
respect.
Stuff. But what? So what have you done for us? The Shamrock Shake, the McRib, and now the Grimace Shake? Have you done anything else?
Yeah, you guys made me go through Boston Market. Because I'd never been to a Boston Market.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mac and cheese, I believe. Like, you went for the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, it was mac and cheese day.
But I was the only one there. And, like, I remember saying this on the show. I was like, this worries me because no one's here. It looked like I was the first people they saw all day.
So are you not going to finish the Grimace Shake?
I'm going to do exactly what I did with the Shamrock Shake and find the first trash can I can and dunk
it in
there.
What's the better chance, the Heat getting Dame Lillard or you finishing the Grimace Shake?
The Heat getting Michael Jordan to come out of retirement and play for them.
No chance.
Really? So you don't, you really don't like it. This is not a bit.
It's not a bit. My whole life's a bit with you, but yeah. This bit it did not hit. No.
If I remember correctly, though, you liked the Shamrock Shake.
No, you didn't remember correctly.
All right. If I remember correctly, you liked the McRib.
No. No, I had a bigger problem with the McRib than the Shamrock Shake.
If I remember correctly, you liked the mac and cheese at Boston Market.
Was my favorite of the four, I guess.
All right. How much time do we have left in this segment, Solana?
Like 2.5 minutes.
All right. Hightail it to Boston Market. Let's get some mac and cheese here. Mike, will you beep your horn for us since you're in the car? We get such a pleasure out of this. It really is a pathetic beef. All right, we'll let you go. Here, cheers to you, Mike Cuno.
By the way, I saw you tag Brady Quinn in this. Did you get Brady to do this?
Brady won't. Again, a little
he
too established
to
in his career.
He won't
to,
respond to your no, I'm taking the Brady route from
no,
now on.
Here's the thing with Brady. Brady established with us early on that he does not eat anything outside of three meals. So if he has breakfast and then is flying to the West Coast, he will not have a peanut. He does not snack in between meals.
That's
and
fine.
So he won't do any of our nonsense.
I need to start lying as well as Brady does.
I think you enjoy this stuff, and I think you're going to knock down that shake the moment you disconnect with us.
I'm going to send you a video of me throwing it into the street.
I don't know. I saw that face in that first sip.
Local news anchor litters. That's the blog post for today.
Huge accident on Calle Ocho, and then all of a sudden there's a lineup photos, and it's Grimace.
Just the evidence marker is like right there on top of the shake.
Yeah, number one, the thing. All right, Cuno. Well, we love the fact that
you will
participate in our nonsense. Anything else on the docket for him? Coming up this summer, we have a lot of free time this summer. Anything anybody's interested in having him do?
Nope.
7-Eleven
octopus.
Mm. Octopus?
Yeah. I've eaten that. That's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to take the palate up a little bit, Mike.
But you and me are like this. The seafood, we're good. It's fine.
A fillet of fish. Get right back in that line, Cuno.
Right here.
Play
fish, extra tartar sauce. Best fishing you'll have done all weekend.
Bye, Hawk.
All right, we're back live. That makes me smile from ear to ear because he's so good with everything that we ask him to do. He did not want that. And trust me, if we had forced him, he'd have gotten back in line, gotten a fillet of fish. So anyway, we'll do some segments like that throughout the summer. Keep everybody entertained. We love Mike Cuno, though. Congratulations, Cuno, on the Miami New Times Award. That really is super, super, super cool.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.